What's going on, ladies and germs? How the fuck did I call them? Anyway, what's up, y'all? Uptown ENT back at it, a brand new podcast. I am not a 70s or 80s TV show host. I am Low. Here is always my main man, B.
Man, what up? Another Sunday. Like y'all call it, Sunday fun day. You know, I always scroll through Facebook to see what people be posting. Shit. Oh, see, apparently... Yeah, apparently some dude and he done kidnapped his ex-girlfriend from out of friend's house.
You mean
his ass right now?
You mean it ain't women on there who saying that's sexy and talking about I want a nigga to love me like that since they like crazy niggas now all of a sudden?
Shit. Man, they done posted this dude, Bugshot. You know, little light skinned dude with the St. Louis tattooed on his neck and the arch and everything. I'm like, yeah. Like, what's crazy? Apparently, the little light-skinned girl, so she cute, you know what I'm saying? I guess broke up with him. He went crazy. Then ran up in the friend's house and kidnapped
him. Which is not okay for y'all to be going crazy just because somebody don't want to be with y'all. Like, y'all got to stop that shit.
You ain't lucky, man, because she had the brother. You're going to have to talk to Jesus. You're going to have real conversations with him.
I just don't understand. Like, dog, what just happened to just being okay with somebody not want to be with you or whatever? Because I only want to be with somebody who want to be with me. If Slim don't want to be with me, then I don't want to be with her.
Exactly. Leave. Because you don't know what kind of crazy relative that person got.
Or you don't know how crazy that person could be. Because, I mean, a little bit poker behind the curtain or whatever, but... And I need to talk to you about this, B, but a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, one of my cousins got shot, killed, because he was fucking with some chick. She ain't want him no more. She had told him multiple times she ain't want him no more. She proceeded to kick him out of the house and put a restraining order on his ass, and this nigga went back to the house, and she shot him. Granted, I'm sorry my cousin dead, but at the same time, come on, dog. What the fuck is you doing there? She put a restraining order on your ass. Don't fucking go back over there. All y'all did was argue anyway. So what the fuck you want to be around her for?
Man, that's crazy. R.I.P. But that's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, because you never know. Man, look, man. I think me and you have talked about it before. You see people who is just like, dude, when people get scared or fear for their life, it's like an animal in a cage, dog. They like, look, it's that fight or flight.
Right.
And some people ain't gonna be taking you putting your hands on them no more.
I feel like, man, she probably had every right to. She's scared. That's why I said, man, you don't know. You probably gonna be having real conversations with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know, man. And like you said, you don't know who these people related to or just who they know or whatever. Like, man, everybody ain't for that shit, dude. That's, man, look, people say, I've had people tell me I give up too fast during dating or something. Look, man, if I feel like I'm bothering her or she don't want it no more, then I guess we done.
Right, man, look, I don't want no drama.
Mm-mm, I want none.
She said, I ain't about to go in your friend's house. Because they didn't lock themselves in the bathroom. I ain't finna kick down the door. None of that. It's like I said, because if she had a brother, if that was that mean, I was like, yeah, it's a manhunt.
Yeah, dog.
I don't care if you bring her back or not. It's over with.
And it's even at the point where it's kind of like, so I guess we need to have this conversation because, you know, maybe we should. Like with female relatives. You got a female relative, sister, cousin, hell, even aunt or whatever. Now, is it just like, I don't even care if she wrong, leave her alone? Or if it's like, yeah, she wrong, but nigga don't do that shit again or next time, I'm on your ass.
What, if he kidnap her or what?
We're not kidnapping, nigga, it's all bets off. I'm talking about like, if they have... I don't even want to say like a fight or whatever, like if maybe like he shove her or something, and it ain't no right or wrong answer. I ain't trying to sit you up. At least I don't think it's a right or wrong answer. Or if you prefer, we not even talk about this.
Man, it's the shoving. I'm like, look, did she say something? I'm like, just back up. Just leave her alone. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of it. That mean y'all toxic right now. This gonna turn ugly. Get out your feelings. You gotta make that motherfucker get out his feelings, because he's probably gonna do something crazy. His feelings hurt, his pride and everything hurt. You know how it go.
Yeah. I also kind of feel like whenever things get toxic in relationships, that's just who y'all are at that point. Y'all don't get untoxic. Because it's certain points in relationships, it's hard to come back from.
Right. You got to tell like your relative, sister, aunt, or whatever. You got to be like, don't even put your hands on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, shit, he hit you. You hit him first. He, that's okay. That's the end. That need to be it.
Yeah, hey man. Yeah, that's why I say once y'all start getting physical, like shit ain't gonna ever change. Like this, who y'all are now? Y'all motherfuckers just gonna be fighting and doing all kind of shit from that. That's like a dangerous path to go down and start. Because once y'all start that, it's like it's over. Dude, this is what y'all do now.
Right now, if he Ike Turner, hey, back to my original thing, you gonna have conversations with Jesus.
Hey, hey man, I know I feel I'm probably, you know what, I ain't even horrible for it, man, because I can still be against domestic violence and still laugh at them Ike Turner memes.
Yeah, I'll be laughing at them too,
because them faces he keep making, man, be so good.
Right. Hey, but like dudes like that, they only do that to women that ain't got no like strong father figure, I feel like, or a brother in their life.
Mm-hmm. Or
that's what another, it seemed like. That's a pattern. I ain't saying is like right. It just seemed like that's the only time they do some stupid shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Or another thing is they kind of this is like what people will tell you. It's like in the abuser's textbook. They'll isolate you away from your family. Like you can have like a good family, good support system, friends and all that or whatever, and they will isolate you away from them. And then, you know, at that point, then that's when they start, you know, beating your ass and mentally and emotionally abusing you or whatever, because they just like, where you gonna go? You alienated everybody now. It's just you and me now, bitch.
I ain't gonna be no alienating. I mean, I got daughters too. I'm a kidnapped boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, you... Hey, man, I can't
take them out to the cemetery.
Nigga, I can't wait to hear these stories about when them two girls get old and start dating. Nigga, your ass gonna have so much high blood pressure.
I'm taking them motherfucker to the cemetery. We gonna have a conversation.
Hey, dog.
I'm gonna show him his grave ready.
Just let me know when you want me to come over, dog, and we go ahead and do our fake ass Will and Martin for Bad Boys 2.
Look, you ain't dead. No tattoo motherfuckers either. We putting dead to that.
Them niggas might as well just have written on them, especially motherfuckers with like neck and face tattoos or like them visible tattoos. Like, yeah, like you just say y'all written on your damn face that I ain't gonna ever be shit in life. I didn't already realize that.
Look, I ain't hating on nobody with tattoos. It's just certain tattoos that I'm be investigating. I'm like, what's that motherfucker? What that mean?
No drops.
Nope. If you got face tattoos at all, that's a wrap. I'm like, you better not even bring that motherfucker home. You don't even talk to him no more.
You know something I'm seeing though? Some new shit I'm seeing, or it might be just be new to me. It's dudes out here with teardrop tattoos, like in the on like coming from their mouths, like on the corner of their mouth, and then they trying to tell me it mean the same thing as when you get them tattooed on your eye. I'm like, well, why you ain't just get them tattooed on your eye then? Like, did you eat a motherfucker? Is you Jeffrey Dahmer? Why you got the teardrops on your fucking mouth? Like, what the fuck is like that? Look like cum.
I'm tell people. Tell people you got an STD. That's what that means. Stay away.
He was like, yeah, it'd be the same thing, Chief. Yeah, sure it do. Okay.
You a fake gangster. You a fake blood or wannabe.
Oh, man. Everybody a wannabe. Everybody wanna be a part of the Wu now or wanna be Su Wu.
Stop it. They don't even want to be Su Wu.
Man, that's why they be taxing a lot of these rappers and stuff, and all these, well, rappers and sometimes singers. They be taxing them because these dudes be wanting to claim these gangs so much, and I don't know why. Is it just for protection? Because couldn't you just go ahead and just say, hey, so-and-so, or just buy some damn real security? Why you want this damn gang to protect you?
Right. Tekashi 6ix9ine, he got real security. He ain't got no gang members protecting him. Apparently, he's supposed to be in the gang, quote unquote. He got real security. Cause
he's still claiming he in the gang?
Shit, I don't know. He actually, no way, he don't say Treyway in his song, new song.
I don't say, nah, he better not. Because he dimed all of them out.
But he technically, I mean, like, does that. So is it like the military when you go AWOL or something, they kick you out the military? You can't claim it no more? Because I thought, gang, you had to get beat out.
Well, I mean, that's the way it was always explained to me through like TVs and movies or whatever and rap lyrics. But that would look kind of funny. I think they probably would try to kill that nigga if he was still claiming that shit. Because it's like, dude, you on record. You like everybody know what you did.
Man.
But of course, you know, if it was, you know, I mean, but if somebody do something like R. Kelly or whatever, I guess they can still claim Treyway. But we ain't gonna talk about that though.
Like, apparently Trey Songz is doing the R. Kelly thing, but yeah, like you said.
Yeah, dog, I saw that. I saw somebody posted this shit. I was like, nigga, why did y'all not think Trey would be pissing on chicks?
But I don't see the fascination behind that shit, man. He did R. Kelly these. Do you believe them accusation? So I don't get it. When Keke Palmer had said that dude was like that, they didn't believe her. But these two white women that came out said he was abusive.
Well, when I think it's a certain time and place for everything. Like when Keke said it, Trey was still kind of hot, and now that Trey, I mean, can we really? I mean. I would venture to say that Trey is like ice cold.
What's with these pretty boys, man? I don't understand.
Like, I feel like
they shouldn't have to force their way into. They should just be getting girls right out the bat. But I guess I don't know. I was wrong.
I think it's the control thing. Like, you know, like with some of these celebrities or whatever. I think it's like a control thing or whatever. They used to people. Just throwing themselves at them, and if you don't throw yourself at them immediately or whatever, then they be like, okay, this bitch trying to play hard again. I gotta go ahead and I gotta train her. I gotta go ahead and take it from her. That's just like how one of the shows I'm watching, I think that joint on HBO, that it's called I May Destroy You, but it's a girl in there who, you know, she's battling like with rape or whatever. And like one of the dudes she had sex with, it was consensual at first, but then he took his condom off in the middle of sex without telling her. And then she's like, dude, what the fuck? Like once it finished up and he's like, oh, I thought I told you that it had came off and I was going to keep going. And she like, nah, you know, you ain't telling me no shit like that, which, you know, that is actually rape too for a lot of y'all. Yeah, hell yeah, that's right for you to take your condom off in the middle of sex, like without both of y'all being, well, yeah, without her being okay with it. Yeah, that's constituted as rape, even if it was consensual all the way through up until then.
Explain it to the young boys that's listening. So let's break it down. Mm-hmm. They had the condom on.
They had it on. They had it
off, and she tell him, "I'm done." Then that's rape, or she just didn't know it until afterwards. That's still
she didn't know. Yeah, even if she ain't know it till after, that's still rape. That's I go with the analogy of because I know a lot of y'all young boys out there and young women or whatever. Shoot, sometimes old niggas like us, y'all be liking to go on ahead and do a lot of the drugs and stuff like that. Look, man, you get your okay beforehand on what's going to happen with sex. And if it was a no before y'all started doing drugs or started drinking, it's still a no once that motherfucker high or drunk. It's still okay. A no. If it was a no before, it's a no then.
So now y'all know it's rape. If you get your ass set up, so.
Nigga, why are you taking the condom off in the middle of sex anyway?
Just leave it on.
I mean, it's been times. There have been times in my younger years when I've been like, man, this shit feel fire as fuck. I bet it feels so much better without a condom. And yes, unprotected sex is like the best thing ever. Especially when you get some whap.
Well, God. Hey, I ain't hate the song. I'm just like, it just became like this global thing, like the most hated song, or I don't know what people, I don't get it. Or not everybody got one.
Nigga, everybody pussy ain't one.
I've been seeing somebody post something about it, and then somebody we know commented and said, I don't, man. Look, no. Just no.
Hey, man, you know something that's kind of frustrating, which I ain't saying that you can't learn it, but it's like some chicks or whatever who you like, bitch, your pussy trash. Like, I know it's trash because I had it before. It's trash. And you see them posting about it, like everything good with them. And it's like, no,
You don't even move.
But you can't really say nothing because you're supposed to be, I guess, taking the higher road or something.
Yeah, because then they've been in exposure and then post all your business out on Facebook. Ain't nobody got time for that. Got to take the high road.
Oh man.
Take them in on Facebook.
Right.
No, what you doing? All right, no, talk about me first. See. I've seen this all on Facebook before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on? I was like, oh, Ninja, that's your fault.
Motherfuckers want to pull out those screenshots, then.
I'm like, if she didn't say nothing, if she keep commenting and you keep dogging her out, and every comment thing she posts, that's on you. And she kept quiet until you started talking.
Yep.
That's on you. So, leading into where I'm going with this is the Megan and Tory thing. So, apparently, she kept quiet, but this dude was out here talking all noise.
Him and his people was talking noise, even though she kept quiet about what happened, because at first she said she stepped on some glass, and then she told that story until she couldn't tell it, and people was like, Slim, you ain't step on no glass. Like, come on now. We seen bullet holes before. And then she's like, I got shot. But then she ain't want to give up who shot her because she was still trying to protect him.
But now she just snitched. But this dude been talking trash, though. So
I mean, is that really snitching? Like, the nigga shot her.
I mean, man. No, man. Like, that's another dude that claimed I thought it was a gangster, apparently, but not after
that
this.
That ain't gangster, dog. Shooting women is not gangster at all.
You shouldn't even have to show. I mean, if she hits you and you gotta fight her back, then so be it. But then you gotta pull a gun out.
And that's what the original story was, that it was somebody who was fighting or whatever, and then Megan, like, granted, you can choose to believe Megan or not. I wasn't there or whatever. All I know is one thing we do know for sure. Apparently, she got shot. But Megan was saying that. What did Megan say? She said that he. She said that they was in the car. It was her, his security guard, and her friend, and Tory, and they arguing. You know, everybody in the car arguing and stuff like that. And Megan just like, you know what? Stop the car. Let me go ahead and get up out of here. Like, I'm done. I'm leaving. And she's saying as she was walking away, that's when Tory fired on her.
That's what it looked like in the video.
You saw the video?
Was she? Because the cam on the outside, somebody had like a ring door or some shit like that. Cam.
Oh, they was in a residential neighborhood doing that shit.
Yeah, partying. Was it the hills or whatever? But you can't see him shooting though. That's the problem.
You just gotta like see her walking away.
She was running towards the cop showed up, and she was you can see her walking backwards to the cops with her hands. And people kept saying she was getting arrested, but she was saying no, she was limping to the cops, and they took her to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm. I mean, man. that's kind of like a fucked up situation or whatever. I mean, because you just think about like, and you ain't even got to have like a daughter or anything like that. You just got to think of like on it of like in a basic human decency standpoint or whatever. Like, dude, I couldn't think of no reason why I would be out here shooting a woman. Like, unless she was shooting at me.
Right.
That's the only one I think about. Like, she had to pull the gun and start shooting at me for me to shoot at her. Anything else or whatever, I'm pretty sure I could at least restrain her enough. Like, enough where I can get up and leave. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't above. I mean, I've done that shit before. Because I ain't about to be hitting your ass or whatever. Like, look, I will try and push you down or whatever long enough for me to just get up out of this door, get up out of this house or this room. Because I'm not about to hit you.
Right. Unless you scratch, because you know they got the nails. You know they got the 5-inch nails down. Unless you scratch me one, and I might slap you. But that's it. That shit don't sting. I'm just saying.
Hey, them nails do sting, dog. I've been scratched by a few of them. Nigga, I had a chick who stabbed me with a piece of glass before my fucking arm, dog, and I ain't even hit her. I just gave her like a shove, and that was kind of like afterwards when I was like, why is my fucking arm wet? I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh shit. And then I'm thinking she bleeding, and I'm like, oh no, you fucking. I had to give her like a one arm shove.
Oh my God. Man, the bump all in. You just stabbed me in my arm with a piece of glass. I got to get stitches.
Nigga, it's just. It's like, it's crazy, but I guess going back to this or whatever, I mean, so is Tory now like a bitch ass nigga Hall of Famer?
People on his side. There is a female up and coming female rapper, which I feel like it's the wrong move for her to say to call Megan a snitch.
But Megan ain't never presented herself to be like a gangster or nothing like that.
Right. She says she in the same category as 6ix9ine. She a rat. I can't remember this female rapper name, but I feel like that's career ending because, first of all, now you can't get no deal with Rihanna. She like the biggest mega superstar with like endorsements. You probably ain't gonna get no song with Beyonce. You probably ain't gonna get no song with Cardi B.
You can't fuck with Roc Nation. You can't be managed by them.
So how you gonna come up? You talk about Megan and saying she ain't supposed to say something. I bet you if Cardi B got shot in the foot, everybody gonna be like, who did it? Is she gonna say something? Or they gonna come after you? I don't think her husband gonna do anything. I think he's soft, but
I mean, damn, wait a minute. How Offset catch a strike?
Oh, because he Offset. That's why.
Damn. Damn.
I'm just saying.
You do have marriages like that where it's free, where it's clear that the woman, that the wife is way more about it than the husband.
Cardi B is. Hey, she, it's probably off subject, but Cardi B, another one. She like a 6ix9ine. Like, y'all need to stop coming after her because she got rebuttals for days.
Yeah. Hey, man. It's something about them Latinos, Hispanics, or whatever. Them motherfuckers is like the fat black women or the gay black men of that culture. Like, you can't say, like, them motherfuckers will just pull some shit out of their ass to say to you, and it somehow be true.
Right. Hey. Because, you know, she did that cover and she got that tattoo on her leg and people were saying it's enhanced. Didn't Cardi B already come out and say she had a fake butt and everything? She did another video. She's like, look, this is what I look like. I'm like, yeah, y'all better leave her alone. But she flexing.
Oh, because, and her ass is not above saying some shit like, just like saying like some out the way shit, even to like a nobody on the internet.
Right. Yeah. Hey, that's what she said. If you want to see, all you got to do is just ask me and I'll show you.
Like, that motherfucker will literally respond to any and everybody if they talk shit about her, which I can't front. That's probably the type of celebrity I'd be.
Right. Everybody know when you get in these magazines, you get dialed up in the hands. Like, what the fuck you look like? Like, why are you dogging these people?
Hey, man, hold on. Oh, dog. That made me think about some shit because I saw it recently. You know who Isaiah Washington is? The
Is that
actor? Nah, nigga, that ain't Denzel, bro.
You sure that ain't his? Oh, you talking about the dude that was on that hospital show?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
And I think he's on a show now called The 100, and he also plays in one of my favorite shows now, P-Valley. He plays the mayor on there.
So he back in action? Okay.
Nigga, this motherfucker, like, he another nigga who, like, I think that his Twitter might be better than Cardi B and 6ix9ine. His social media might be better than theirs, dude. Cause this motherfucker be on his damn Twitter like going off. People and it ain't like he's starting shit either. Motherfuckers just be coming for him because he said some pretty problematic stuff about gay people and stuff like that or whatever, and calling people. I mean, he's still saying it though. He's still on her calling people the F word. Yeah, talking about, I don't want to work with none of these F words in Hollywood. And he's saying like crazy shit. Like, and also I found this out recently. This nigga's a damn Trump supporter, like heavy Trump supporter.
He sound like it.
So, man, so this nigga was on, it was on Twitter while I saw that shit. This motherfucker on Twitter. And he was just minding his motherfucking business. And somebody had posted, hit him up and was like, oh, I don't know if I can watch P-Valley anymore. And then they added like the actual show, and then they added Stars, who's the network that it's on. And they was like, they got Isaiah Washington on problematic ass on there. And then he said, motherfucker, I'll come beat your ass. Don't be fucking up my money.
Right.
I said, oh, shit.
I better leave that dude alone, man.
Dog, he be on there telling people to stay the fuck out of his business.
He on a high-rated show right now, yeah. Man, you better watch what you say, though.
Dog, he be talking like it's motherfuckers like him. Who else? Faison Love, but another motherfucker who be talking real reckless to people.
That dude, over the years, I don't know what's going on with him. This should be funny, though. These comedians, man.
Man, that shit was funny as fuck, man. That nigga, he just be on there like, dude, he be challenging people to fights, dog. He be like, look, you keep on talking shit about me. Tell me where we can meet at. So we can go ahead and do this. Cause you ain't gonna keep on having my name in your mouth.
And then people be like, oh, because I ain't about to go with the back and forth on Twitter.
I'm like, nigga, like that shit's fucking crazy. I think he told one motherfucker, somebody was talking about, I can't believe that you black and support Trump, and you know, and this isn't gonna look bad for you. This is gonna look bad for you. And I they had said something about like how he's gonna be losing a lot of money. And he said, I don't care how much money I lose, I'm still more rich than your broke ass.
Dang.
This nigga's a fucking menace.
Hey, that's me. I'm about to follow this dude on Twitter.
Oh, that nigga. So, you know what, though, man? Because I be wanting to be mad, but I'm like, y'all do be kind of coming for him. Like, he be minding his fucking business. He don't say nothing until somebody at him.
You just be like, oh, shit.
Hey, it's like the intro. What was that? Bomb first. Why'd they get this nigga started?
Leave this dude alone. He'd be ready. He'd be having this stuff written down. Like, oh yeah, gotcha.
Like, man, but it ain't his comebacks ain't are like elaborate like Cardi and Tekashi's. Them ain't no elaborate comebacks. He'd just be like, he'd be like, oh, if you feel that way, then you know, come fight me then. Like, he literally be challenging motherfuckers to fights. He'd be like, you feel that way, come fight me. He's like the you of Hollywood. Squirrel up then, nigga.
Right.
Ain't gonna be ain't gonna be too much of that back and forth on social media.
Man, speaking of that, so because the thing, what was it, the Vibe Awards from 2004 popped up on my YouTube?
Oh, okay. I thought somebody has said something about that. I'm like, for real?
You know, when that Dre, I guess he was Quincy Jones was presenting the award for Dr. Dre, him and Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when that fight had broke out.
Was that the Vibe Awards? You know what? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and what's that dude's name? I forget his name. He walked over and put the thing, he put his ticket on Dre's table. And he hit him in his jaw twice. And he was like, that's all it took. I didn't know 5 pounds of pressure just took the night. He knocked Dre out. Yeah. I'm like, man, that's crazy. I didn't even know all that.
But even then, like, what was it, like 2000? You said 2004?
Yeah.
So Dre, I mean, at that point, though, I think, because that was, you know, the internet was around and stuff like that. I thought at that point, though, it was kind of like understood or whatever that, I mean, we had a bunch of different songs and stuff that came out in the 90s and people doing interviews or whatever. At that point, it was just like, yeah, dog, we know Dre ain't like that. Like, Dre just produced records. And he got a ghostwriter. Like, everybody know that, you know, he had a ghostwriter at that point. It was kind of like, you know, Dre ain't no fucking tough guy. I thought that had been got given up.
Right. Jimmy James John, that's his name. Look at this guy. Well, apparently, because, you know, he went to jail. I guess he wrote like a lot of songs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he made beats and he ended up going to jail and he got out. He was looking for all this stuff. I guess nobody would give him answers. And people thought Suge Knight had paid him to attack Dre at the awards. But this dude got a ticket to the Vibe Awards just to beat up Dre over some songs and stuff. I'm like, why'd y'all do it at the Vibe Awards, though? And then, quote unquote, I think it was Young Buck that stabbed this dude.
But nigga, you not getting anything from hitting Dre or whatever. Like, dog, why don't motherfuckers understand, dog? Why don't you just go through the fucking legal system? Why don't you just sue this motherfucker if you got proof of it or whatever? Because, you know, going up and flexing on this nigga, you ain't gonna get no money like that.
Now it's too late.
If it is indeed owed to you. Because a lot of motherfuckers just be like, well, I was in the studio and I threw out Idea X. Or I said, turn up the treble here. Or turn down the bass a little bit here. Or switch with the beat here. And they be thinking that like they owed something.
Right. Hey, he thought Suge had his back, though. Suge was like, you know, I'm just sitting there minding my own business. yo, I just wanted Dre. That was all about Dre.
Not his body.
And yeah, this is what it is. We're here to support him. I had nothing to do with it.
Suge was talking about he was blind again.
Hey, I'm convinced he was scared of the Crips that Snoop had around him.
Yeah, I think that's the only way that Snoop got this. Ain't nothing happened to Snoop other than like a bunch of like little veil threats or whatever. And I think like that one time where Snoop was talking about in the No Limit doc where some dudes from Death Row, he said, had ran up on him backstage at a concert, but they literally waited until everybody else from No Limit was on stage performing.
But shit, Snoop still had, he still got his background cast.
Mm-hmm.
He had no surrounding Dre and everybody. I was like, yo, that's why Snoop walking around here like, yeah, let's get him, cuz.
Let's go, cuz. Damn, I had something. We got anything else with the Megan and Tory thing? Like, so let's definitively say, is she a snitch? Do you feel she a snitch?
She should have said who shot her in her foot. It is what it is. You shouldn't pull the trigger. Fuck. This wasn't gang violence. This ain't the streets. This ain't no street code. This motherfucker shot her in the foot.
If one of y'all motherfuckers shoot me, dog, rest assured, I am telling. I'm telling, because I ain't no street nigga, so y'all can't use that shit on me.
Right.
I'm telling, dog.
Go ahead. Do that. This ain't, This is gang violence or something against me. And Tory ain't no street cat neither. Let's get that straight.
go continue.
That dude 4'5". Ain't nothing street about that cat.
Talk to me, baby.
No.
Hey,
hold on. Like Pac.
Hold on now.
Neither. Remember that.
Hold on now. Be that talk to me though. That motherfucker was a bop dog.
All his songs be hitting, but I'm just saying he ain't no street cat. I know he had a couple of raps, but he ain't. No, he just like Pac.
That nigga thought he was street. He thought he was a real tough guy running around Canada looking for Drake with his boys when he know that Drake ass had been in the United States in Calabasas.
You not getting close to Drake, man. He need to stop it. That's what the problem was. That's why they made up.
You mean that's why he apologized to Drake?
Yeah, he need to all his boobs. Talking about some Umbrella. What the hell is Umbrella Gang? Yeah, he stopped claiming that shit. You noticed that, right? If y'all been following Tory since the beginning, he used to have something called the Umbrella Gang. From Purple. I don't know what the shit was. He stopped saying that, though. Speaking of Drake, I think this dude done. He just making songs for fun now. You hear his new... I saw that video, and I'm like, some people was trashing it, and I'm like, it's not actually... It's catchy.
That joint with him and Lil Durk.
Yeah.
So, I think that Drake is... I think that Drake might be in, like, the twilight or whatever of his career. Just, you know, because, like, making songs with, like, these young dudes or whatever, he just... It's going to sound bad, and I ain't trying to make it sound bad, but I can't think of another way to say it. I think he's just riding waves at this point. Because he's been doing it, like, for the past few years with, like, you know, kind of like going over to Britain or whatever, or kind of like getting, you know, doing songs kind of like with that Britain sound. And now he's trying to do like drill music and stuff like that. It's like, I think he's just riding the waves at this point. He's just like, yeah, I'm a fan of this type of music now. So let me go ahead and make this type of music.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah.
Video and a song.
Baby.
Try to make it catchy. You got Durk on here too. Durk ain't even trying to be mainstream. I'm like, you should have never done a song with Drake then.
That nigga, man, because that's what I was like, dude, because I was trying to rack my brain about it. I'm like, damn, like I've known a Durk for some time, but I was saying that to him. I'm like, this nigga Durk really ain't never like really been mainstream. He just been like just in the trenches in Chicago.
Too late.
And now they got, I mean, but that nigga Durk was on there singing, dog.
Yeah, man.
I know y'all gonna say that's the way he rap. He was singing, dog. He was singing in a tough way. He was rapping with a melody. How about that? So, what else we got for entertainment? Oh, yeah, so there was a Rick Ross, Rose Renzel. He won a court case. What?
You said Renzel.
Yeah, that's one of his monikers. That's what he's called himself, Renzel.
Oh, shit, I must not be paying attention to Ross no more. Okay.
he won a court case against one Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. These niggas still beefing, dog.
Seriously,
these niggas is still beefing. Which I ain't saying you gotta make up with a motherfucker, but I thought they just agreed. Like, nigga, don't talk about me. I ain't gonna talk about you. But apparently, 50 had sued him. It was something. Because Ross did a mixtape, and he did that in the club beat, and 50 sued him for using that beat. You know, without asking. But I'm like, dude, mixtapes always been kind of like a free-for-all.
No.
Well, they were at one point, I guess, like in the past, like, what, like 5-10 years, everybody got tight about the shit now.
So But what happened was, it's a show on Netflix that I actually talk about it. I can't remember the show. So the they was doing mixtapes and mixing them like other, because you know DJ Drama, they went to the shops that were selling mixtapes with all the music and the beats and stuff on there that they were rapping off of. Shut that shit down.
But that's when they started trying to like sell the mixtape for like money. Cause I'm talking about like in the beginning, like when Dat Piff was still like, you know, I think Dat Piff is still free, you know, but you could just go on to Dat Piff and just download something. Like they weren't making you pay for shit. But I guess like now with like Spotify and everything and people getting paid off of streams.
Can't do it. Yeah.
You can't really. I
feel it. You probably should ask for these beats now because people getting butted like percentages off of streams. So,
But I don't think that album, I don't think that mixtape was even on a damn streaming service though. I think he literally just put that thing out like on like the mom and pops, like the Dat Piffs, or just was like, hey, go to this website and download it if you want to hear it.
So,
I don't know, but shit. I mean, it was basically Ross was rapping over the In the Club beat. And I listen to a lot of Ross, or at least I have, and I ain't never heard that shit. Maybe I'm just listening to the albums, though.
Maybe it came out.
Because I'm just trying to trip off of the fact, I'm like, damn, nigga, who's still making mixtapes, though? Because, you know, especially since, you know, the mixtape game didn't change or whatever, and because it's so easy to release music now.
Mm-hmm.
People used to just release the mixtapes when they was having trouble with their label or something like that. But most of these niggas supposed to be independent now or got their own labels.
At least they think.
Yeah, but 50 sued him or whatever, and the court sided with Ross. They was like, yeah, he can use it. And he can use it because, like I said, from what I was reading, he didn't put the stuff out for profit. So that's why the court sided with Ross. And, you know, and I don't know when it became a cool thing to cape for 50 Cent, but I seen so many people up in that thing. They're like, oh man, Ross fat ass posting pictures of himself with like some damn, Stella champagne and smiling and shit or whatever. He being petty. I'm like, nigga, we talking about 50 Cent. 50 Cent the king of petty. Somebody can be petty with him.
Yeah, look, I get tired of listening to news about 50 Cent. I try to ignore that shit because I'm like, man, what in the fuck is this?
That nigga, hey man, I finally listened to that Pop Smoke album too. I know that nigga. I knew he executive produced the album. I didn't know that this nigga actually put himself on the song.
Yes, I can't tell the difference.
I'm like, nigga, your old ass trying to rap with these young niggas. Just get that shit up, nigga. Your music career been washed for years.
Right.
Nigga, you were supposed to retire back when Kanye had dusted your ass in them damn album sales.
Man. Oh, shit. Speaking of, did you hear Young Dro's new song, TikTok?
Oh, shit. Nope.
Hey, that beat is nasty, man. I was like, okay, he coming. He's trying to make another comeback.
Hold on, let me go ahead and write that down so I can play it later though.
Girl, TikTok. And Pop Smoke reminded me. That's why I brought it up, because he was imitating Pop Smoke's voice on one of the verse bars. I'm like Pop Smoke.
Oh sure. Shit, my fault.
Ain't nothing else happening in music though.
Ain't nothing really been happening with any of these kids. Oh man, hold up. My man Nas released a new album. Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. What the fuck? What's up with the heavy sign, nigga?
What are you rapping about, man?
Nigga, what the fuck? Hey. This how me and you about to fall out. This how me and you about to fall out.
I had to listen to it, but damn. I think I actually heard a single from it.
Hey, man. That motherfucker, man. He got a bop on that motherfucker. He got a bop on that mother. He got a couple bops, but he got a bop on that motherfucker called "Replace Me" with featuring Big Sean and my man Don Toliver. Dog, he talking that grown man shit. He talking that grown man shit about loving his woman and shit, man. I like it.
What's the name of the album?
King's Disease.
To check it out. I did listen to Juice WRLD's album finally. His newest one.
Oh damn, for real? I didn't know you put out another one. Well, they put out another one for him.
Yeah, this is the one with the Weeknd on it. He got that song Smile.
Mm-hmm.
That album.
Mm-hmm. He got like
22 songs on that joint. It's not bad. It's not bad.
Burna Boy put out another album that Twice as Tall. That shit. Woo! If you're a fan of Burna Boy, you're gonna like this fucking album.
I'm about to check that out.
Burna Boy, he good. Oh, that Nas album, I believe all of it was produced by Hit Boy. So I know that's a lot of people's biggest things about Nas. They be like, that nigga beats be whack, yo.
He got them old New York beats. That's why I saw it. I'm like, man, it's hard. Like, it's just lyrics.
Nigga, I ain't like that shit, dog. I'm gonna just let you know. Nigga, you like that deep ass sound? I'm like, hold on now.
I be wanting to listen, but then I'm like, man, there ain't no banger.
Yeah,
he has some beats where you want to hear him talk.
I get you. Nah, I'm with you on that though, because that man. Them motherfucking lo-fi beats, they got their time and place or whatever, man, but it's just like they need to space some lo-fi beats out a little bit more. Like, everything can't be like, what's my man? What's that group? You know, I'm cool.
Undiggable Planet?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure if that's it, but I'm going to agree with you until somebody corrects you.
Damn. Dang, that's crazy. Undiggable Planet. I'm cool like that. Chill like that. Fly like that. Man, it came out with 92?
Yeah, it was sometime in the 90s, yeah. Nigga, hold on. I'm just looking through shit, dog. Why they got a motherfucker Roll to Fast 9 mixtape?
What is it? Oh, they call it Diggable Planets.
So it's like, I guess it's a mixtape to get everybody ready for the Fast and the Furious 9.
Nobody want to see that shit.
Why the fuck we need a mixtape to get ready for a damn movie? All right, man.
I ain't speaking on that Fast fucking movie.
I wonder when they gonna send them motherfuckers to space.
Because I just saw like that coming. And it looked like he caught a car in that mug. And I'm like, nope.
You know they gotta up the ante every damn time with these damn things.
Ooh, speaking of John Cena, I'm about to move into the DC fandom.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
I'm start off with Suicide Squad. What year is the Suicide Squad movie set in?
I don't know.
That man, you know, off the chain. I need to see an official trailer to that movie. I didn't know John
Cena was the official trailer.
Was it?
I thought it was. I mean, there wasn't like no concept trailer like with the damn Black Adam movie. That was a fucking concept trailer after The Rock was out here talking for a week, like, man, I got a big surprise for y'all DC fandom. Nigga, that fucking concept trailer with them damn them motherfucker drawings up in there.
10 years have passed and we have not gotten this Black Adam movie.
Man. And motherfuckers always like, oh yeah, the Black Adam introduced the Justice Society in the trailer. I'm like, where did I see the Justice Society yet? Maybe I need to pause it and watch it in slow motion.
Right. But
I ain't seen the Justice Society, but yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Who the hell is Idris Elba playing? I ain't never heard of that character.
Who is he playing? Because he not so he's confirmed not be playing Deadshot.
He like Zoom or some shit like that. They call him. I forget.
Zoom.
Let me put this thing.
Hold up. So, because I thought he was going to be like replacing Will.
No, Will said he wanted to come back and play Deadshot again.
So why the fuck didn't he come back for this one then? I'm so mad.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think the movie done. This looked like a dog on what's that movie with Star-Lord in it?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, this looked like a Guardians of the Galaxy type movie.
Well, you know, James Gunn did direct it, so it's by the same director. So you know he gonna Guardian. It may if you ain't like Guardians of the Galaxy, you probably not gonna like Suicide Squad. Right. At least this version. Cause he looked like he doing his James Gunn shit. And of course, some of these fucking fanboys is gonna like it just because they're gonna be like, they probably gonna say that this Suicide Squad movie is the best DC movie ever because James Gunn is directing it, and now James Gunn, I think he's supposed to be doing a third Guardians of the Galaxy. So of course these fanboys gonna be like, yeah, y'all only had one hot movie, and it was because of a MCU director.
I told this dude, man, y'all don't ever pick apart Marvel movies, but I'm just gonna leave it at that. Takehi, what's his name? Taika Waititi.
I don't know what you're saying, dog. But
hey, the dude, the Thor movie, he part of Suicide Squad too. I think he helped write it.
He playing Bloodsport. That's who Idris playing.
Yeah, I got that far, but then I saw Takaya or whatever his name is.
It's like the characters had a few variations since his creation in 1987, but basically he uses guns to take on Superman. His original origin saw a man have a mental breakdown after finding out that his brother took his place in the draft for Vietnam and was manipulated by Lex Luthor into blaming Superman. Oh, okay, so this nigga, okay, so he a Trump supporter, I guess. Motherfucker just tell him, that's the motherfucker you need to be mad at right there. The motherfucker who ain't got shit to do with nothing.
But how you coming at the Superman with guns? Is they have kryptonite in them? That just don't make sense.
It don't say anything you hear about it, but it was back in the 80s, though, so I'm going to assume that this was when they was probably trying to make Superman a little bit less powerful, so who knows? Maybe guns could hurt him back then.
Oh, Lord. But yeah, y'all, that's a Suicide Squad movie.
What you think about that Snyder Cut trailer? Now, that wasn't a full trailer. That was just a teaser, right? That Snyder Cut.
Somebody in the group said that was like a bunch of stuff put together. I'm like, I ain't never seen these footages.
I think it was a bunch of shit from the cutting room floor from his original version of it.
So why didn't we? That's the shit I was talking about when I watched Justice League. Why did we? We saw like faint versions of Darkseid. The buildup was for Darkseid to show up, or at least show his face. So how come we ain't never see it? Like, no conversations with Darkseid and Steppenwolf, nothing.
Yeah.
Well, now we finally show that Darkseid was supposed to be in the movie, and then some dude said he looked like Apocalypse. Like, he actually looked close to Darkseid from the comics. What you talking about? Apocalypse.
Apocalypse? Like Apocalypse from the comic books?
From X-Men, like they said, it's the same director of that movie. The costume
Apocalypse from the X-Men movie.
Yeah.
No, he don't.
Right.
Did motherfuckers realize what Apocalypse looked like in that damn movie?
Right.
Apocalypse didn't even look like Apocalypse.
He sure didn't.
I think he had on a hood and shit.
For movie version of Darkseid, it looked like him. I don't care what you say.
Right, yeah, it did. I mean, I think a lot of it was like, I think the only scenes that probably are new scenes are the ones with Henry Cavill, because I know Henry Cavill was definitely just like, yeah, I'm about to go and film some more new scenes, because it seemed like everybody who was involved with that movie, actors, writers, you know, everybody who was involved with the movie was like, man, look, man, we put so much into this movie, and to see how it tanked. Because it did tank. It tanked financially for what they put into it. And it tanked critically, too. I think people is just, like, taking it, like, really personal. And they just like, nah, man, we got to go back and redo this movie. Because we got to go on ahead and get some damn respect back.
So this was the argument that Snyder got kicked out. They brought Joss Whedon in because people who saw Snyder's cut, the test audience, quote unquote, didn't like it. So Warner Brothers execs made a decision to bring in Joss Whedon to correct the movie. And But nobody ever saying that Josh Whedon fucked it up. That's all Josh Whedon.
Josh Whedon fucked that movie up, dog. He you can literally watch that movie and you can pick out scene by scene which ones was Snyder and which ones was Whedon. And that movie that movie was like probably 80% Whedon by the time it got to the theaters, wasn't it?
90%. That's all of his movies.
Man, that shit was fucking. I was like, what the fuck? Cause you can see, cause it's almost like a straight up like tonal shift when they go into like, okay, this is Josh Whedon's movie. Cause all of a sudden everything fucking bright. It's all this fucking big grandiose shows or whatever and stuff like that or whatever. And you can tell like with the direction the actors are going too, because all of a sudden everything's funny. Everybody funny. Everybody got a fucking sense of humor.
Right, and then Superman, Snyder was like, Superman said the line, "Do you bleed?" He was like, that didn't even make sense.
Right.
He taking that out of the movie, too. I wish they would fix the way the Flash runs in that movie.
You know what? Maybe they might do it. They might if they don't fix it then, I think they probably gonna fix it with the Flash solo movie or the Flash / Michael Keaton / now they saying Ben Affleck is gonna show up in that movie too or whatever. That's gonna give him like the proper send off or whatever. But they saying he not gonna show up as Batman per se, but he's gonna show up, but he's not gonna be like really doing anything. It's probably gonna be kind of like how they did like in the Flashpoint at the end of Flashpoint where Flash came back into the present day and he gave Bruce that letter from Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be kind of something like that, but then they saying Thomas Wayne ain't gonna be in the movie. So I'm like, look, man, just film the damn movie and put it out so I can go watch it.
Right. So I wonder if this gonna connect this new Batman movie and make it front and center. Because that new one, I don't know what everybody else thought of that trailer. That trailer got me hype. I don't know what you think about it.
Nigga, that trailer was hot. Nigga, what you mean y'all know what I thought about it? I told you in the group chat. That trailer was fire, dog.
Like, I ain't never seen no Batman trailer like that. I'm like, this is better than Nolan.
Dude, motherfucker, man.
Batman fighting.
Dog, they was doubting my man Matt Reeves, dog.
I don't know why. I knew, so Robert Pattinson, man, we all know him from Twilight, but he be playing that other shit that we don't watch. We know he got range. People was complaining why he didn't lift weights. I'm like, I'm trying to see what kind of Batman they going with. And I figured this is the Batman they was going with, somebody that's like mobile in that suit, mm-hmm. not big, bulky. And they ain't got to fit the suit around him like they did Ben Affleck.
Right. Because he's what, and then it would make sense that he's a little bit more on the slimmer side because he's a younger Batman or whatever. Like, you know, because I mean, before Affleck, we hadn't seen a Batman like that. I mean, most Batmans was probably like the size of Pattinson. I mean, maybe probably like give or take maybe like 20 pounds.
Right. Christian Bale wasn't even that big.
Right. Christian Bale wasn't even that big. Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because people was just acting like, oh, but I'm like, dude, he's like in the beginning of his career. So yeah, he probably ain't really, you know, he's probably still learning or whatever. He got some shit he's still learning, but I did like how it appears they are not going to go down the route of the origin story, which granted we ain't seen the whole movie, obviously. So they could go on ahead and make a little glimpse of like Thomas and Martha or whatever. But I liked how, man, that damn scene, I think it was like the opening part of the trailer or whatever, where they was up in there. Were they reading like a riddle? It sounded like it was reading a riddle.
Yeah, I think it's a riddle. I think it's did they ever say who the villains were in this movie?
Oh yeah, the Penguin and the Riddler. No, yeah, the Penguin, yeah. Because Colin Farrell is playing the Penguin and Paul Dini, I think, is playing the Riddler.
Okay. I don't know why Hush. I'm like, that's definitely not Hush.
I was gonna say, so is that supposed to be the fucking Riddler with his face all taped up like that?
They probably just didn't like show him who he was. He probably was out in the open somewhere. Mm-hmm. And you know, the crime scene, he taped his face up. He taping their faces up for the riddle. For the DNA purpose. I don't know. That's what I get out the trailer.
But I definitely like the fact that it seems like he's already working with the GCPD because he was in the room with them, and we see my man Jeffrey Wright. Jeffrey Wright looked like he's gonna be a beast ass Gordon.
Right, he had Batman hemmed up on that window. It looked like,
nigga, man. But then they had a couple of scenes where it looked like he's gonna be working with the police, but then it's gonna be like some shaky shit that's gonna happen. Because they had the scene like in the beginning or whatever, and then he hands him like the card. He's like, "You know what this means?" And then I'm like, "Wow!" I'm like, "Whoa! Wait a minute, Batman in the damn room with them? Like, okay, I like this." And then, yep. Like you said, had the scene where they had him hemmed up on the rooftop. Then it had the scene where Batman was standing in that damn. It looked like a damn police locker or whatever, surrounded by a bunch of police people.
Mm-hmm.
And did he fight them, or it looked like he was about to start having to fight his way out?
It looked like he's about to fight his way out. They might have tried to arrest him. I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see that or whatever. I mean, I'm excited to see them, you know, kind of like dive into their relationship with Batman and the police or whatever, because, you know, it wasn't always good. And for the people who said that Pattinson wasn't going to be able to, it wasn't gonna be action packed and stuff like that, man. That ending part of the trailer where it was a bunch of like, I guess, Joker henchmen.
Oh, them look like the anarchists.
Oh, okay. Nigga, I think they about to pack so much in this damn movie, but if they, which I think DC is learning lesson though, which Matt Reeves said that's the only way he was gonna sign on with is if they didn't meddle with him and they let him film the type of movie he wanted. I think they're gonna throw so much Batman lore into this movie, but I think because they're not gonna fuck with him, I think it's gonna make complete sense though.
Right. And I'm already hyped for the combat the way he bitch slapped that dude.
Nigga, he fucked that dude out.
He fucked that man. Dude. This dude, so he young enough to the sequel, they can add in Robin.
Mm-hmm. And they can it would actually make sense because they can literally have somebody who's like in who's like a teenager or who at least look like a teenager,
right,
rather than have a Chris O'Donnell damn near 30 year old. It's playable.
Hey, we keep
Chris O'Donnell was old as shit.
Yeah, he was playing Robin. Yeah,
he was all this shit talking about my parents are dead. What am I supposed to do now? Nigga, go get a fucking job? The fuck?
Right. I'll take him in.
If I can, if you don't get your ass home somewhere.
That don't even make any sense.
This motherfucker damn near tall as you. What the fuck you mean you gonna take him in?
See, not. That's a character I can see Tom Holland back in the day playing as a Robin.
I can still see Tom Holland playing Robin.
Versus Spider-Man. Spider-Man ain't working. They messed with Spider-Man, though. I can see him in the DC universe playing Robin or Nightwing.
Man, don't tell them, dog, because you tell these motherfuckers that, Homecoming and Far From Home, you tell them motherfuckers that them damn movies were the best shit ever.
He was getting his ass with the whole movies. I don't want to see that shit, man.
Dude, and that's what I'm saying. Like, the only saving quality about any of those Tom Holland Spider-Man movies is the villains that they pick. Because them villains is beastly. Like, especially, you know, we done talked about how Keaton acted a motherfucker. Keaton pretty much saved Homecoming.
Yeah.
He saved that shit, dude, because I was about to get up and, man, my son was about to be mad as shit at me. I looked at him, I said, hey, if this shit don't pick up in about 20 minutes, we leave. I'm like, I ain't got no time for this shit. I was breathing hard. I was hemming it hard through the first half of that movie. I'm like, man, this is some bullshit.
You should have came and saw, what was it? Far From Home with his dad. That's how I was up in the theater. I'm like, this dude, 30 hour in, he's still getting beat up.
Yeah,
when he gave away them glasses, I was done.
Nigga, when they had that mid-credit scene, which I think it happened the same way at Homecoming too. They had that mid-credit scene with the motherfucker antagonist. And it was like, oh shit. and it made you just want to go ahead and stay tuned for the rest of the movie.
Mm-hmm. So I think the new one is called, damn, I forgot.
Nigga, if they say far anything, it's nigga being home or somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's Far Away From Home or something. Far From Home or some shit like that.
Far Away From Home was the last one.
Wait, man.
They keep on going with these damn these home titles.
That shit pissing me off. Let me look this shit up. But yeah, that Batman movie looked fire. What happened? They announced Titan season 3. They're supposed to bring in Red Hood. I don't know how they're gonna do that. They're gonna have to make that 30 episodes.
They're gonna have to either that, or they're gonna do some kind of time jump. Or do you think they got the balls to where? Well, you know what? Titans is kind of gritty. I do think they got the balls to kill off Jason.
Have you watched Titans season 2?
Yeah.
You feel okay? Hey, my man Deathstroke was dope in it. That dude who played Richie's brother in La Bamba played Deathstroke.
Oh. Yeah, dog. He was killing it.
I was like, oh yeah. The only thing I hate about it, I hate watching Titans in parts because it'd be slow sometimes. We're like, damn.
Yeah, I learned my lesson from season 1 because I remember season 1 first had dropped and you was telling me about it and I finally got the DC app and then I think they only had maybe like 3 episodes of it on there and I was like, man, I was all ready to give that shit up. And then I was like, you know, maybe it's one of the ones I gotta binge. And I just waited for season 1 to finish all the way up and yeah, dog, I was real happy that I did that.
I should have just waited till it all came together and then watched it.
Yeah, that I mean, it definitely had its parts to it or whatever, but that's what I did with season 2. I was like, nope, I learned my lesson from season 1, so I'm just about to go on ahead and just watch this all to, you know, all together. I'm going to just binge it as soon as the entire season is out.
Yeah, because when he showed Nightwing, I'm like, man, these motherfuckers don't hurry up and get this cat out of jail.
But because what was that? Was that the season 2 finale where it made it where they was like all dystopian and stuff, and it made it look like Bruce had went crazy and he had killed Jason? No, he had crippled Jason, or like, no, it wasn't Bruce. They made it seem like the Joker had crippled Jason, like he didn't kill him, but he crippled him.
Yeah, he was in that wheelchair.
Yeah, but that was all supposed to be like a dream scenario.
That was the season finale nightmare scene, wasn't it? Because he went in that Batcave and he killed Batman in that scene. So yeah, that was his nightmare. I know what you're talking about. I remember now.
Yeah. That was nigga, why they gotta keep on putting Batman in these damn nightmare scenarios? Thanks, Zack Snyder. What else? They put the other trailer. Oh, what you think about that? That Batman game. Was it? What? It was Gotham Knight. Gotham Knights.
Yeah. So apparently, it doesn't have anything to do with the Arkham series. It's a whole new game, and it's like 2-player co-op or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got Batgirl, Robin, the Tim Drake one, I think, because he in control of the Bell Fry. And Red Hood.
Yeah. I'm excited to play as Red Hood, dog. I'm very excited.
Dang, boy.
That's my favorite character. Yeah. I think that was it from DC Fandom. Did they release anything else you remember?
The Suicide Squad game they talked about, I don't really. They supposed to kill Superman. They fight after the Justice League. Superman, I guess, evil again. That's starting to become a dead storyline, but see how it play out.
Oh, man. Okay. I can't think of nothing else that came out of DC fandom. Nothing big, at least.
That's it. I think Marvel might announce more stuff than that, because I know they announced like Kraven, didn't they?
Yeah, I saw somebody talking about that. Or was that, or is that Marvel? Or is that a Sony joint?
Sony, my bad. Well, I think it's in the Marvel universe.
Oh, okay. And I think that was it for them. I think that was it for them DC boys. Man, all right. So I know we did review it last week because I hadn't seen it yet, but I have seen that what you call the movie? Power Project. There we go. What I call it, pre-production power up. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what they was doing. Man, so you could go on ahead and go.
Homesick. That's a new Spider-Man movie. That's
Homesick. Man, they fucking up these now. Home. Man, why are they so pressed to keep that in the damn title?
That's supposed to be... It's not release title yet. It's leaked title, so it could change. Mm-hmm. Look, Project Power. I think a lot of people, it was okay. It was just some random shit going on in this movie. Like, they really didn't tell you what was going on until, like, you got close to the end of the movie. I feel like his purpose. I was like, oh, okay. But then, I don't want to, without spoiling it, the way it ended, I'm like, that's it? Like, this big deal, and boom. I don't know, man. It was all right.
It seemed like it was like one of the movies to me that was kind of like, okay, this should hold y'all motherfuckers over since we still wrapped up in the midst of a quarantine and y'all can't get into the movie theaters. This is close to as a summer action blockbuster movie as we gonna get.
Was it really action blockbuster though?
It was action. I think some
parts. When they got to the little Asian place, the grocery store, yeah. You know what? I guess it was action all throughout that movie. I can't deny that. Not that I think about it. MGK in that movie, y'all.
Oh shit! Here we go. Go ahead. I'm gonna let you go ahead and get your MGK slander out the way.
I don't even know what to say. He was just in that movie, y'all.
Nigga, you be so. Hey man, don't ever, man. Hey, I'm happy we friends, dog. Because I swear, if anybody ever talk about me and you heard, dog, you gonna be talking about them for the rest of their life. Motherfucker run afoul of you, boy. That'd be it for them.
Man. MGK in that movie, y'all. He just in that movie.
I wonder does he got a deal with Netflix or something? Because you know he was in that Bird Box too. He got pretty substantial screen time in Bird Box too.
Did he? Oh yeah, that's right. Him and that one chick. That I guess didn't like him at first, and then boom, all of a sudden they like each other. Mm-hmm. The girl he was with, they took the car and dipped.
Yeah, they stupid ass. Didn't they stupid ass? Yeah, stupid ass got killed.
I heard it was supposed to be another Bird Box movie.
Nigga, man. They better, you know what though? At the rate we going with this vaccine and motherfuckers talk about they ain't gonna take the vaccine, which I don't know if that shit is gonna work because
so
I think everybody need to be vaccinated for it to work, I guess.
The scientists said it's gonna be around forever. And the only way to fight is just like, so like the flu is around forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they get vaccinated in intervals. Just like the flu shots. I'm like, it is. fuck, it is what it is, I guess, at this point. We're just going to have to learn how to live with it and be cautious. Like, this one's more dangerous. Like, it seemed like it's easier to catch in the flu.
I know in Massachusetts, they was talking about, like, they were saying that, they were talking about, like, the flu vaccines for this year. They was like, yep, if you were a student in grade school or college, you know, you are going to be required to be vaccinated by December 31st, 2020. If the ball drops and we in 2021, you have yet to be vaccinated, you will not be allowed to attend school. I think it is virtually or in person.
Yeah, they try to get these people back. So, yeah, me in the workplaces now, some people say they ain't going to take the vaccine, but who knows what your job is going to say. You gonna right. not going to make money.
That shit sound good talking about you ain't going to do that vaccine until the motherfucker be like, nigga, we going to fire you, which I don't know if legally they can do that.
Well, and the way I see it, it may be because it's keeping you from working.
That's a public health risk too.
Like, well, shit, if you catch it, then I don't know. You only get so much sick time.
Right.
And they talking about this mother lasts for 2 weeks.
Nigga, at least, because I know some people who it was lasted over 2 weeks with like they symptoms, and then even after you come out of the woods with it, you know, if your case ain't too severe, you come out of the woods with it, it's still been people who they go back and get tested like 2 or 3 times later and they still being flagged positive for COVID.
That's why I'm like, I'm just gonna take the vaccine, because I heard like some people that got it, it was like a long lasting effect for them, like it damaged like either lungs or some type of organs or whatever. Because remember, if you having breathing issues and your like abdomen and stuff is tightened up, that's bruising the inside of your system, your body.
Man, these anti-vaxxers, man, they out here throwing a damn fit.
That shit, and being a dust in, I guess so. If this COVID hits your ass, and look.
Nigga, you do not want to, man. I mean, I know people call it like fear mongering tactics and stuff like that. Well, that shit working on me. I'm scared as shit to catch that.
Right.
I'm putting on my motherfucking mask.
These anti-vaxxers, they walking around with these scars on their face and shit. Yeah, okay. You got the measles or bumps you've been scratching.
Hey man, I heard an ignorant ass old black man tell me one time, I had some herpes back in the day or whatever shit. I just scratch the little bumps off whenever they come back up on me. I'm like, what?
Kick him in the stomach, kick your ass in your face.
I said, what?
And first of all, anti-vaccine, because you gotta have shot records when you go to school. They won't let your ass in.
I know, man. So that's why I'm trying to wonder what the fuck these people talking about. Their kids ain't gonna get it. I'm like, nah, that shit's like by law, unless it's different on a state-by-state basis. But I thought that was just like law everywhere.
Yeah, because I had to get like plenty of shots when it's like meningitis. Meningitis is the big one. That's forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when kids was catching meningitis, that shit tear your whole system up.
So I'm trying to figure out where these man, you know what though? You brought up a good point. These anti-vaxxers are probably people like people on the internet who you know, they just be saying shit and then, you know, because I would never let, you know, nobody treat me like that and stuff like that. Then they go to work and they get chumped out by their damn boss every day.
Right. And health class is the reason why. Like, you, when you learn about all this stuff, or you go to the doctor, you start reading the little pamphlets about stuff. I was like, oh, yeah, see, this is why I don't never share drinks with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Eat that for nobody, because I saw with this shit, I'm like, nope.
That should be
scary. You want to try this? I'm like, no, I don't want to try that. Let me buy my own.
Yep. Hey, man, I remember at my old job, I went out with some people from work, and you know, I was the only black man in that group, and it was like three other black people, but they were all women. So, you know, I was always the dude who they kept on trying to bring out because everybody wanted to hang out with the black dudes. Man, them motherfuckers would be looking so offended when we would go out to bars and shit, and you know, they'd be like, "Oh man, this is good. Here you go. Hey, try some." And I'd be like, "Nah, I'm good." And then they'd be like, "Oh, you a germaphobe, huh? Yeah, I don't care about this stuff. The alcohol gonna kill the germs anyway." I'm like, "Yeah, so says you, but I'm good. I'll just take your word for it. Or better yet, like you said, I'll just go buy my own."
Yeah.
Nah. No, I'm not about to drink after you, nigga. I don't know who the fuck. I don't know what you be doing in your spare time. Ugh. Nigga trying to catch some cooties. So, what else we got? I know we hit the Meg and Tory situation, hopefully for the last time, but it probably won't be.
Sports, man, you know, Houston and I didn't watch that whole game. They went into OT. I know that. I forgot who won. Houston and OKC.
Yeah. OKC won.
Because Houston was up by like 10. Thank you. And they got taken. And this was like the minute. This was. And I walked out. I was like, "Oh, yeah, Rockets got this." A dude came out. He was like, "They went into OT." I'm like, "How?" They was like, I thought it was like 15 points or something. It was like, how did he get it? No, it was 10 or 11. And then OKC won.
B, welcome to my world, dog. As being a motherfucking Rockets fan, I'm all too familiar with this shit. Come play all time. I'd be like, man, see. That shit unexplainable, man. I don't know how the fuck it happened every year with them.
Man. What's the series with them? Who in the lead?
Hang on. Let me go and double check. Because I honestly would just been chucking up this squad. Chucking up this is just like, you know what, this ain't gonna happen this year. Series two. Well, I'm just going to ESPN like a normal human being. Oh, Dallas won today. NBA. Damn, nigga, why is it so hard to find this? Okay. Shit. It ain't even showing who up and who down or whatever. Oh, no, there it is. First round. Oh, yeah, Houston leading the series 2-1. So that was OKC's first win.
Oh, yeah, Houston probably make it.
I hope so, dog, because I would be really upset if the nigga that we traded for the other nigga end up beating us.
Oh, you talking about Chris Paul?
Yeah, CP3. Because CP3 was looking hype as shit after that game. Because you know he want to beat them motherfuckers.
Man, Westbrook ain't do, man. And what's up with that man's hair, man? What's going on with Harden, man? You got to look at Kimbo Slice.
That nigga, man, motherfucking quarantine, dog. I was like, this nigga got braids now? I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he was bored. That's what that is. I feel you. I feel him. Like, at least he ain't looking like Boosie.
Hey, you know that nigga Boosie was begging Mark Zuckerberg for his Instagram account back. Because, you know, they deactivated his account because, you know, he was on there doing all that wild shit.
Yeah, man. Why he look like he's 65 years old, though? Dude, I think he's younger than us.
That nigga, That nigga Lil Boosie said he needed that account back because that's how he make it. That's how he been making money during this pandemic.
Oh Lord, yeah, that dude 37 years old. He look like he's 65.
I know he's diabetic, and I don't think he probably takes the best care of himself either. Cause you know he be smoking, and I ain't just talking about smoking weed. Like that nigga be smoking cigarettes, he be drinking, and you really ain't supposed to drink when you a fucking diabetic.
Is that permanent for him, or he can get rid of that shit?
Diabetes.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't, depending on what kind he got.
That must like, be because he I ain't remember, even waited nothing.
Man, I remember when this damn pandemic first started, and that nigga was on social media talking about something. Hey, y'all, this pandemic that fucked me up, man. I can't go to my doctor to go ahead and get my insulin. I need some insulin bad, man. And then one of his damn somebody who was watching it was like, hey, I live in New Orleans. If you want to go ahead and drive, here go my address or whatever. Go and get some insulin. I got a little bit too much.
Oh, boy. Oh. Man, anyways, the Lakers hit Portland played last.
Sorry. I ain't going in. I'm sorry.
The Lakers and Portland played last night. Of course, the Lakers won, so the series is 2-1. But, man, that game, that was like a struggle. And these cats were just missing. So, and on both teams. Like some wild ass shots.
That whole thing with people, you know, with everybody talking about, you know, these niggas coming in red hot or whatever because there ain't no crowds there. They could just focus. It didn't really happen in that game.
No, and then somebody need to tell Kuzma to stop.
Man. Hey, man, LeBron gonna send him out of town so fucking fast this offseason.
Hey, this dude's doing some light skin shit. Why he did some kind of spin move. He wasn't even nowhere near the basket trying to shoot it. I'm like, man, what is this dude doing? I was like, what is down? Man, this dude just taking the shots of threes. I'm like, this dude.
Nigga, cool. Cool's gonna cools, man.
But your boy Melo, man, he was kind of locking down LeBron for a minute. And he was busting them shots.
Well, I mean, Melo is a pure shooter, so that ain't ever gonna go away. Melo always gonna be able to go out at least, you know, depending on the playing time. I think he can at least get you 15. But the thing about it is, and plus Melo has actually developed a jump shot, because before Melo was just like strictly get the ball, play ISO, you know, and just go to the cup. But Melo can play defense, but it's about when Melo want to play defense. And I think because they had a matchup on LeBron, like whenever throughout his career, whenever Melo get matched up with another top player, he all of a sudden remember, oh yeah, I got to go ahead and play defense on this motherfucker. Because, you know, Melo be getting blown by with a lot of people.
Well, I'm thinking Portland taught him how to play these defense. Damian Lillard ain't playing it, but they had Damian Lillard on lockdown. Like, they had three people guarding this dude. They not let him shoot.
Fuck yeah. I'll make a Dame been going off. Dame been going off or whatever. And it's like, yeah, you do. Because, man, Dame is like one of them dudes who like legit, like as soon as he cross half court, you got to pick him up. You got to have, really, you got to have somebody on Dame like full court. You got a full court press Dame.
Yeah, man, they got to stop following him though, because he was making all them free throws.
Mm-hmm.
They were following him at the 3-point line. Now that last play, I don't know why they called the foul, because his hand touched the other dude. I was like, he didn't move. He jumped straight up in the air. And when Damian Lillard, you know, when you shoot that three and your hand bend, it touched the dude's fingertips after the ball release.
Yeah.
I'm like, there ain't no foul, man.
You was mad.
I mean, it was like the last 50 seconds, so it didn't even matter. They weren't going to catch up no way, because I already knew what they was going to do. They was going to hold the ball and just dribble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so what you think? You thinking the Lakers still probably gonna win it?
I think they'll go out. They're gonna beat Portland, but I don't know who's gonna be up after that. Depending on who up after that, they're gonna have to get their game together and tell Kuzman to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't, I don't think they have a bench for real, man. Let's, because they'll put LeBron out and have Anthony AD out. But then when both of them cats sitting down, and these, I don't know what them other players be doing. Kuzman and I forget the other cat name.
You know my AD? Oh, no.
I don't know if he white or if he mixed.
Oh, the little dude who kind of, he balding.
Yeah, he got the headband. I forget his name.
That's Caruso? Like,
yeah, Caruso.
Yeah. Hey, motherfuckers been hyping up some motherfucking Caruso, dog. I'm like, I want these niggas to lose just based off of that, because they swear Caruso the nicest thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, man, I'm like, dude, he nice because he playing with fucking LeBron and AD or whatever. Like, yeah, that's the only reason that if you just stand in the corner, like, yeah, motherfucker, you going to be able to go ahead and get you some shots up.
And then your boy, the heady guy.
Nigga. Hey, fuck. Man. He gonna fuck them niggas up again, dog.
Hey, man, he better not. He better pay attention. No, don't go the wrong way. It's not the end of the game. We not winning. Man, play. Stay out there, hand dog.
That's not it.
Shit, that's all sports.
Did you catch any of the Democratic National Convention?
Nah, I saw Ice Cube talking about it, but
what was he saying?
He was saying, what's in it for black people, for black America? What's in it for us?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all talking about all this. I'm like, man, that's always going to be like that. Man,
look, dog.
I did hear Obama's speech. He went off on Trump, and I heard Trump was mad.
Yeah.
Right back.
I think people do got a point or whatever, because I'm one of the people too. Like, man, damn, man, what are you going to, I want to hear your specific plan for black America or whatever. And I ain't talking about reparations, because reparations is something that's like, okay, yeah, if y'all want to give it to me, that's cool. I'll take it. But I ain't trying to make that like no sticking point no more. Like a lot of people have, like the reparations and stuff. I'm like, man, I done kind of gave up. I'm like, people, I think they gave it to Asian people too.
Yeah,
but I'm like, dog, look, man, look, if you hold your breath for reparations, nigga, you gonna die.
I think Native Americans got it too, but they towns, there's no taxes or something like that.
Yeah, I think they gave them a form of reparations like that too. And then they also gave them like their own land too. Well, they gave them their land back or some of it.
Yeah.
Because that's
a resort or some shit like that, a reservation.
That's what my boy, my man from the NFC, the not fucking around clan. That's my man. He was talking about he be preaching that too. He like, look. All we want is America to go ahead and just give us our due, give black people they do, and then go on ahead and give us some land, and we'll all move there. He was like, how about Texas? We'll take Texas. Just let all the black people live in Texas, and we'll leave y'all alone, and y'all leave us alone. I'm like, nigga, that shit sound good, but I don't know if that's going to work.
They like, I'm assuming they just like messing with us, because we got some ideas that they need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm like, man, we're going to see, dude, but I'm not holding my breath for them reparations. I'm like, y'all niggas keep talking about them reparations. It sounds good, but in this day and age, especially look at who we got in the White House, dog. I'm like, man, I am not playing around, dog. I'm not.
I just need them races to go back and hide, and that's all, because they was hiding in the box in there.
Dog, I'm not. I'm voting. I hear a lot of people, black people talking about something. I ain't gonna vote until they show me this and show me that. I'm like, man, look, to each his own. My ass is voting. I just,
what, they ain't showing you nothing in several years. We just gotta get this motherfucker out of office.
Exactly, dog. It's like an all hands on deck to get this motherfucker out. It's gotta be a concentrated effort.
And hopefully, if a good Republican it does it, then we can get Biden out. So,
I don't think Biden, man, the way Biden be talking, Biden, like, look, I'm gonna pick a vice. That's the main reason why he said he picked Kamala, because he's like, man, one of my things is I want to pick a vice president who can be president, you know, on day one. So Biden talking like he know he ain't got that much of a run left in him. I don't know if like his health is bad, or he might just be like, 4 years is a long time. And I seen the amount of stress it put on Barack, and my ass is almost 80 years old. So I probably am not going to be able to do it.
It didn't put no stress on Trump because his ass wasn't doing nothing. But yeah,
man, that sorry motherfucker. But the thing about it is, I think I ain't heard nobody talking about it. At least I haven't. It could be out there, but I ain't seen nobody talking about it. Let's just say Trump does lose, and you know, all the numbers and everything is like, you know, pointing that he's gonna lose. Like, I mean, like, and I ain't talking about like just regularly lose. I'm talking about like this motherfucker just get his ass obliterated. Like, the election be over before 9 o'clock, and we can all just go to bed knowing that this motherfucker lost.
Yeah.
Do you think that Trump will try and run again in 2024?
No.
See, I don't know, man, because I don't know, man, because dude a fucking narcissist, man. Dude a fucking narcissist. Like, I don't know if the Republicans will let him run. I don't know if the Republicans might be like, nah, man, leave us the fuck alone. Like, you done already fucked up our damn party. Like, we got to recover from what you did to us, you know, for those 4 years.
Yeah, Bush didn't even do that bad.
Like, I'm talking about, like, just get his ass, like, just mop the floor with his ass or whatever. Like, I think, I just wonder, will he come back and try and run again? And then when he try and run, it's like an independent or something. And then that'll probably split up a lot of them Republican votes. Because, you know, it's still going to be some Republicans who still going to ride with him. So, just something to think about, dog. Just something to think about, dog. When we doing this podcast in 2024, this nigga announced that he running and shit.
You block his ass. He can't make it.
People are like, well, he's gonna be in jail by then. I'm like, I don't think he's going to jail.
Yeah, he ain't going to jail. Y'all might as well keep
drinking. That's another pipe dream y'all can hang up. I don't think his ass going to jail, dog.
If Hillary ain't go to jail, he ain't going to jail.
Nigga, what the fuck was Hillary going to jail for though? What she do?
Let him tell her she was supposed to be in jail when he became president.
Oh yeah, well, that was just a little rallying call. I've seen a lot of people point out the fact that this nigga was talking about lock her up and stuff like that, and then all the people that surrounded him keep on going to jail and keep on getting indicted on shit, but Hillary's still free.
Which is crazy. But some of his supporters let them say it. They're like, it's all a misunderstanding.
It's a misunderstanding.
Yeah, man.
What the?
It's the words in his mouth. He didn't say he was going to lock her up.
Nigga, yes, the fuck. All right.
Look.
So now ain't nobody see them damn campaign rallies where everybody was chatting, lock her up, huh? And he was leading and smiling.
Hey, he was talking about Obama, and Obama wasn't even running. Remember that? He already did his 8 years. So
yeah, he kept Obama name in his mouth.
Hey, and then he talked about how he was playing golf and stuff. And look what he doing.
Mm-hmm. Disney, man. And it could be because maybe people ain't pointed out as much, but this nigga play golf a hell of a lot, dude. And especially, nigga, we in the middle of a fucking pandemic. We in the middle of a fucking racial war in America, and your ass be golfing every weekend.
He the one that's fucking. He put the flames on the racial war. He ain't doing that. He just. Yeah.
I seen somebody who I know who's a supporter of his, and I should have had known he was a Trump supporter, but yeah, right before I blocked him, I saw he had put up a status talking about golfing and stuff, talking about, and then he's like, y'all be having off days from y'all jobs, so don't you think he deserve an off day too? I was like, nigga, I'm unfriending you and I'm blocking you, nigga. You can't come back into my space.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, boy, y'all be making so many excuses for this motherfucker. Like, again, it's like some fan men. They some Trump fanboys.
Man, blinded, yeah. Like,
this motherfucker can't do no wrong to y'all.
I wasn't even this bad on Bush. I mean, I was like, it is what it is.
I just think the fact of Bush was dumb, but I would never, and Bush did some shit I agree with or whatever, but dog, it was never this bad with Bush.
If you ain't invited to the Bush, the house, and yeah, I couldn't say that he was dumb, but I would never say he was, I don't know if he was racist. I don't think he ever was. I don't think he initiated like some kind of how they say it, the flames or the fuel in the flames or whatever race
fan of flames.
Yeah. Like, I don't think he, yeah. They doubt strong. I was like, I ain't never seen this shit. Maybe it's just social media. And it's just like, I ain't see this when they had a Republican in office.
I think it was just a fact of, like, we've never seen a president like this who's been so brazen and wanting to play nice with white supremacists.
That's what it is. Bush was all American.
Mm-hmm.
I could say.
Because that's what these motherfuckers be trying to tout out, patriotism and stuff like that all the time. But I'm like, dog, like, how is this motherfucker a damn patriot? And he chummy as shit with the fucking dictator of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Russia, who is our fucking enemy. But it is what it is. All I know is I better see y'all motherfucker, man. Look, we voting, dog. We voting.
2020.
Right. We voting, dog. It ain't even up for discussion no more, man. Like, I feel like the future is literally on the line.
Right. I ain't no criminal, so I ain't worried about going to jail or fighting in office. So y'all need to get over this shit.
Come, I mean, I think if anything, you gotta, like you said, you gotta make these racists scared and make them go back into hiding again. Be like, oh, wait a minute, this shit ain't cool no more.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything else? Well, we hit entertainment, we hit sports, we hit music, TV.
Election.
Yeah.
And last week we had an episode that just didn't come up.
That motherfucker is lost.
We did record and Skype just be tripping sometimes.
I saw it was there. I downloaded it. And then when I went to try and like do the processing and do like the behind the scenes stuff with converting and cleaning up sound and stuff, all of a sudden it wasn't there no more. Went back to Skype. Skype ain't even got it there no more. So I don't know what happened, but yeah, we tried. I guess I hit my throwback then since we ain't got no more topics.
Yo.
My throwback. Yeah, me too. My throwback is from the 504 boys. Wobble Wobble.
See you wobble wobble. You shake it. Yeah. I ain't heard this song in a minute.
I forgot about the quote unquote new No Limit. Cause that was said during the time of the new No Limit. Cause I think who was all on the song? It was Mac. Cause Mac had, I think Mac was the only one who had a full verse.
Was it Chopper on the Chopper? What's his name? Young Chopper? I don't remember that dude's name.
Let me go look that up. I don't think Chopper's on. I know it was Mac, Master P. C. Myrtle was in there too, and he was in the video. I think that was like one of the last songs he did before he got locked up.
You sure Chopper would? I thought he did the hook. Or maybe not.
No, I think Mac did the hook. I know Chopper would. Chopper was a part of the five. Man, damn, this list long as shit for the 504 boys. It was crazy. Masterpiece, Silta Shaka, Mac, C Murder, Tebow, Chopper, Currency. Nigga, Currency was at the 504 boys. Mystical and Mac. Spitter. Yeah. We is partner.
Okay. Hey, I ain't know you been around that long.
Damn, right. Currency been around forever. So the group was formed in 2002. Yeah, so this was during the time of the new No Limit. It was formed in 2002 and disbanded in 2006.
Damn, I didn't know they lasted that long.
I just remember that Wobble Wobble. And that's all it's like I remember. Hey, man, hey, do yourself a favor, man, and everybody listen. Do yourselves a favor. Go listen to... Well, not even listen. Go watch that video on YouTube. And I guess like back, even by 2000 standards, the year 2000 standards, that video was hot trash. The editing, the way that they would like, at one point Master P rapping, he got like a flowing USA flag transposed behind him.
Right.
And then they kept on doing cutaways. Cutaways were like them dudes dancing or whatever. I'm like, this shit is so stupid. But saying all that to say, my man Mac killed it, dog.
I heard this song in so long, I'm gonna have to go back and listen to it.
Mac killed it. I don't think anybody else really killed it. I know Mac killed it. P did his P shit, even though at that point, I think P was supposed to be like probably like almost 4 or 5 years into retirement because he said he was going to retire after Get OD. But you know how it go with rappers when they retire. But yeah, man, everybody pretty much had like short verses except Mac. Like everybody had maybe like 8 bars. And some people had like less than that. Like I know Silk and Crazy was going back and forth with like trying to do their fake ass Jada Kiss and Styles impersonation.
Oh Lord, oh, okay. Yeah.
I like it when I see them in the club shaking that thing. Really got me thinking about taking that thing. And they dropped Mystical, but I think at this point, Mystical was either doing a jail stint or he wasn't fucking with No Limit because the verses they use on that 504 Boys album, you could tell they was all canned Mystical verses. Or either that or Mystical like was calling in and just rapping on the phone because they sounded distorted as fuck. I don't know if they was from like his demo tapes or what.
That collection, man, that connection was off calling in collect.
A nigga, hey man, remember who was that Shine? Remember when that nigga Shine did a whole motherfucking album? He recorded that shit from jail.
Didn't he was he dissing Jay-Z or somebody? Was it 50 Cent that he was dissing?
Yeah, I think he was dissing 50. I think he dissed a lot of people in New York, but I know he dissed 50. I think he's right. I think he dissed Jay too.
Yeah, because he took that. He didn't really stab that dude, did he?
took that rap of Puff. Mm-hmm. Puff. That nigga Puff quit fucking with him after that. He was like, I can't be associated with criminals. Allegedly. Anyway, you got a throwback movie or TV show?
I throw back TV show because, you know, I've been up on YouTube. YouTube just been throwing these shows in my face. Damn, the Sinbad show, man. You remember that with him and...
Well, Ray J on there?
Yeah, he was one of the... the kids to fucking to be adopted. I forget what they call foster kids.
Mm-hmm.
And T.C. Carter? Is that his? No.
Carson or T?
You know who I'm talking about? He was on Punky Brewster. He was in...
The dude was in the Wayans Brothers, right?
No, not him.
Oh, okay.
He was in this movie called Guyver. And what else was he? You know who I'm talking about, man.
Hold on, dog. Let me look up. Let me go ahead and look up this cast. What the fuck? Nigga, this shit pulled up Sinbad of the Seven Seas cast. What the fuck? I was like, nigga, who the fuck is these people?
TK Carter, that's his name.
Okay. Nigga, why does shit keep on pulling up fucking Sinbad of the Seven Seas, nigga? Never. Alright, you got it.
TK Carter. He was actually on the, I didn't know he was in the Bobby Brown story. Who was he? He was a Herbert Brown. I'm gonna go back and watch this shit now.
Who the fuck is Herbert Brown?
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember. I'm surprised you don't remember who this dude is. He was on that TV. Remember that TV show? I think it was an HBO called The Corner when the mama was the crackhead. It had the dude from The Wood.
I'm sure I've seen him in a lot of stuff. I just need to go ahead and get myself back acquainted with it.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff. But yeah, he was on the Sinbad show. I think it was his brother on there. Salma Hayek was on there. Young Salma Hayek. Oof.
Young Selma was doing it to you.
Man, she still looked fly. She in this movie on Netflix called The Drunk Parents, which I wasn't feeling that movie. That was another Netflix bomb for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's her and Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
speaking of Netflix, it's a show people been telling me I need to watch on Netflix. It came highly recommended by a couple people and a couple of podcasters I listened to say it was good too. It's called The Hater. It's on Netflix. Now it is a foreign movie, but they redubbed it in English. So, yeah, of course, it's going to be looking like one of them old school martial arts movies with the voice syncing not being right. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and watch it, though. I'm going to watch The Hater and check it out. And if the voice syncing get too annoying, I might just go ahead and just play it in the original language and just, you know, read subtitles.
No, I can't do that because then I ain't paying attention to the movie or the show.
Nigga, you looking right at the screen.
That's different, because then you, because technically you looking at the screen and looking down. Then you trying to read, like, dang. And you trying to match up what's going on. Lucifer got some new episodes on Netflix if y'all watched it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to check that out. You be fucking with that. Hey, you ever watch Amos and Andy, the TV show?
Yeah, we was talking about that last...
Hey, nigga, you better find them episodes on YouTube, man. I'll be watching those shits. I'll be crying laughing.
I'm surprised they ain't popped up because I'll be watching some shit. I'll be watching Theo on YouTube. I'll be watching some show I didn't even know Kevin Hart had on YouTube. Or was not. It didn't start on YouTube, but it was him and Faison Love. I think it was called like The Hearts. This had to have been before Soul Plane.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, hell yeah, because I don't think Kev even fuck with Faison anymore.
Nah. You know, motherfuckers get on Vlad or whatever and start interviewing and talking about bad about these comedians, so.
Well, Vlad. I mean, Glad.
Listen here, Glad. Glad.
Who was that nigga? Not Crunchy. Somebody said something about it. The dude who all Lord Jamar.
He was like,
why you ain't tell that nigga stop calling you then?
Why you ain't tell him to start calling you Glad? Why you talk like that? Now listen, you brought up Eminem.
I ain't come here to talk about it. Hold on, I did my sticky fingers.
All of New York cats sound like that. Queens. My sister sound like that too over there. Hey, y'all didn't hear that from me though. Don't come with it
for me. Hey, hey man, I'm gonna quit fucking with you. That motherfucker say the last dance, man. I caught that shit today, nigga. I know that nigga Freight Draw was up in that movie, dog.
Is that your first time, man? Jamie made me watch that movie all the damn time.
Nigga, I've never seen. Huh, I wonder why. I'm sorry. Please, I know she gonna listen to this. I'm sorry.
2001. I ain't never heard of this movie. And she was like, "You ever watch Save the Last Dance?" And I was like, "No, what the fuck that is." And I saw it had that black dude in it. And I was like, "Oh, it's got Frasier star." And then some white shit. That's what I said at the time because I didn't know who Julia Stiles was. And then I watched this movie. And I was just like, "Man, if
y'all get your old."
I'm like, I want to watch this. I don't like them type of movies.
Hey, man. I know. I have not ever seen, I've heard of the movie, like, you know what I'm saying, but I've never actually watched it. Man, I was just flipping through channels, and I was like, I went to sleep, and I woke up, and I saw that damn movie, and I'm like, what the fuck is, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, yeah, that's that Julia Stiles chick. I'm like, oh, shit, that's my man, Sean Patrick or whatever the hell his name is,
Sean Patrick, yeah. Michael Tyson, like, fire name.
Yeah, Esquire. I'm like, oh, yeah, man, then I see you sitting there talking to his boys, and I say, nigga, now mind you, I'm still fucking drowsy as shit like that or whatever. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, I'm rubbing my eyes. I'm like, nigga, is that motherfucker Freydro?
He said, look, man, I want you to do this bid with me. You gotta come out here with my boys. Hey, oh, man. Okay. He punched him in his face. He's like, I. He always said,
That nigga Freydro, like, I don't know what he be doing. Now, he must be doing something on them damn, he must be doing something, man. Them motherfucking directors must love him, dog, because I don't even know why the fuck he was in that movie.
I don't either. And then I looked, I told John, I was like, your mama let you watch this movie? You got the tape and everything. Yeah, we had, this is 2000, so we still was.
I was going to say, nigga, you date yourself. nigga had that VHS. I bet you was glad. Nigga, tell the truth now, oh, dog. Statue of limitations over. Did you destroy that VHS?
Look, man. We had a DVD VHS. We was messing with DVDs. Our family was still old school with the VHS and stuff. The only time they had the DVD player is when she got like a PlayStation 2. And I'm like, man, y'all living in the times.
They
we brought this VHS over because I was like, man, the fuck? Girl, we got to rewind this shit. What's wrong with you? Somebody watch this no more.
What's wrong with you?
So we don't have a DVD player. I don't know if she talked like that back then. I don't remember, but yeah.
I don't.
And watch the shit. She's like, this is the first movie we ever watched. We watched again. Like, watch this movie. I get, but that movie boring to me. Like, I have a hard time paying attention to that movie.
Dog, I really wasn't paying attention. It ain't really catch my eye. But like I said, man, once I saw that nigga Freydro pop up, I said, what the fuck? And then I like, what movie is this? I'm like, he seemed out of place like shit. He wasn't even yelling during the part I saw. I'm like, this nigga acting like he got some sense. I'm like, nah, what movie is this?
Mm-mm. Yeah, it had old girl, a little light skinned girl. What's her name? Wait a minute.
Kerry Washington.
Not her, but I was about to get to her. She was in that movie too. I forgot she had the little short haircut. But the other light skinned girl. Man, I can't remember what else she was in. The one that fought Julia Stiles.
See, I ain't even get that damn nigga. I ain't watch that whole motherfucking movie.
See, I watch the whole movie.
I can't. Nigga, why? Because you watched it?
Yeah, man. I think that's not the girl from the Parenthood, though.
Bianca Lawson. She played Nikki.
Yeah. She been out of this shit.
Nigga. This motherfucker all-star cast here.
And then let me tell you how much I watched the Cosby Show. The dude, Kerry Washington's baby daddy in there, he was on the episode of the Cosby Show. He was trying to date Vanessa, but he was still dating his other girl, which his girlfriend on the Cosby Show was the black chick, the chick from the wood, the babe chick, Stacey's sister.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how old is this girl? Playing these teenage roles, man.
This nigga Fredro, 50 years old, man. Number one, I can't believe this nigga still alive.
He's 50?
What? He 49.
Same thing.
That nigga 5'5". That nigga, he was the original Tory Lanez. Let me quit talking, because Fredro fucked me up.
At least he'll mess you up. He wasn't the original. He was a real gangster. Tory Lanez want to be like Fredro, I should say.
Hey. So nigga, I was scared. I was scared of this shit when I saw Fredro and motherfucker. What was that, Strapped with him and Bokeem?
Oh, he said they had two crazy motherfuckers.
Nigga, that nigga Fredro scared the shit out of me. And I was like, this nigga wild. this nigga don't get no fucks. I don't want to run across a nigga like that.
Right.
That nigga literally ain't scared to live or die. He's like, whatever. Oh man. All right, man. I think we done got everything. Yeah, so you got any shout outs before we get up out of here?
Man, forget all y'all LeBron haters. I ain't shouting nobody out. I want all the smoke. I posted it on the IG page. I'm gonna start posting more on there. I kind of forgot about it.
You mad? What the LeBron haters do?
You know they out there. I just got to say something. Catching smoke.
You launching a preemptive strike?
Yeah.
Got to get them before they get you. I don't think I got anything else. I think I'm good. I'm just doing a quick peruse of headlines and stuff. Make sure we ain't miss nothing. Let me go to CNN and check them out right quick and make sure we ain't miss nothing. As soon as we end, shit be like, oh, damn, the world done blew up. Nah, ain't nothing happen. We good. What the fuck? All right, man. Yeah, I'm definitely about this nigga. Not an interview with Sean Penn, the actor, about motherfucking coronavirus. Like, this nigga a damn expert or some shit.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
What do you think of the news, Steve?
Nothing.
Ain't Sean Penn. Wasn't Sean Penn one of them anti-vaccine people? There was a few, like, famous motherfuckers who was, like, anti-vaccination. Well... allegedly,
yeah, Hollywood. He better not be no anti-vaxxer. You messing around with the people out there. Man, they catch death.
Catch that death. Yeah, man. So I ain't got no shout outs either, whatever. Just enjoy the time. nigga, that divorce rate is going up in America. All across the world, too, because of this shit. Good luck. Good luck to all of y'all. And yeah. Hey, man, I got nothing to say. I'm about to leave before I get in trouble. Bye.
Later.